Welcome to the Nugget of News, a podcast for all the cannabis news you need to stay up to date in the fast-moving ganja industry. With this week's hottest cannabis news from across the country and around the globe, I'm your host, Jake Fox. And starting with international news, we have a story from thefix.com. titled World Health Organization to UN Reclassify Cannabis. The World Health Organization is calling for the classification to be updated to reflect the medical uses of marijuana. The World Health Organization is calling on the United Nations to change the classification of cannabis to acknowledge that the drug does have some medicinal purposes. And jumping right into health news, we have a story from the Growth Hop. com, titled This Is What Happens When You're Allergic to Marijuana. In an interesting story that goes on, as more parts of the world move to the legalization of marijuana, medical experts want to make people aware that those piercing red eyes that they get when they are coming into contact with weed could be an allergic reaction. Although cannabis allergies were once a rarity, they're becoming more prevalent. It is estimated that around 10% of cannabis users have some sort of sensitivity to the plant. Most of the symptoms are mild, but for some, the end result could be deadly. Seems a little hyperbole there, but we continue on to hear from the story. A quote from Dr. Gordon Sussman, an allergist and immunologist, told CTV News, "The more people that are exposed to marijuana, the more likely we are to see allergies. Marijuana allergy can be potentially very severe. Potentially, it could be a life-threatening reaction, just like peanut allergy. Those affected with a cannabis allergy can experience symptoms long before the time of consumption." And I've actually seen this working in a dispensary before. On a personal note, very interesting indeed. Next, we go to science news from mlive.com, titled "The University of Michigan Class is Teaching the Science of Cannabis." Out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, Gus describes the work being done in his Farm Sci 420 course at the University of Michigan as pretty darn serious. Gus has long been an advocate for building science around marijuana and believes the course, offered for the first time at UM this semester, has the potential to help other people better understand cannabis and how it can be used as medicine. Interesting news for the state of Michigan, to legalize cannabis last year. We next jump to U.S. national news with a story from Weed Maps titled "CBD Crackdown Puts Damper on Budding Cannabis Industry." When industrial hemp production became legal following the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, the measure planted the seed of great hopes for a new line of hemp-based businesses. Farmers and retailers alike had virtually no time to rejoice before regulatory confusion shut down their ambitions, and sometimes their businesses, as plans for a lucrative new cash crop have been put on hold. Shops and restaurant owners in several states are being obligated to pack up their merchandise containing CBD until it's out of the crosshairs of regulators who are interpreting state and federal laws. Although CBD seems to be everywhere in fall 2018, when it turned up in boutique items at restaurants as an ice cream additive, some states' authorities didn't find it so tasty. The term soon led to what is now being called the CBD crackdown and is spreading from state to state. For example, the Los Angeles County Health Department announced in January 2019 that hemp seed and hemp oil were approved as food products, but CBD from hemp was not. Health inspectors in Maine followed suit, and in North Carolina, businesses received warning letters to stop selling CBD-infused products. The list goes on. Turbulent news for the CBD markets. Next, we jump up north to Canada news with a story from globalnews.ca. Atlantic Canadians still buying more pot than the rest of Canada, sales figures show. Atlantic Canadians continue to purchase more pot per capita than the rest of the country, according to new data from Statistics Canada. The National Statistics Agency has recently released province-by-province sales numbers for the first 2.5 months of legalization up to December 31st, 2018. Prince Edward Island remains on top, with Islanders spending an average of 21 95 on legal cannabis. Nova Scotia came in second, spending an average of 1787. Both provinces have larger sales per capita when examined in the first 6 weeks of legalization in January. Next, we jump to Massachusetts with a story from MJBizDaily.com titled MA Blames Cannabis Retailer Not Traceability System for Product Shortage. Massachusetts Marijuana Czar disputes a claim by Salem cannabis retailer this week that flaws in the state's traceability system caused the store to run out of flower. Steve Hoffman, chair of the state's Cannabis Control Commission, said the problem stemmed from an error made by ATG, Alternative Therapies Group, which incorrectly logged its inventory. The Boston Globe reported, according to Hoffman, ATG unfairly blamed the state's seed-to-sale tracking system metric after halting sales for adult-use cannabis. The problem, he said, would be easily fixable by the retailer. So interesting news out of Massachusetts, something we all definitely dealt with, troubles with technology. And next we jump to Michigan with an interesting and fun story from MJBizDaily.com titled Retired NFL Star Calvin Johnson Gets Initial Okay for Michigan Medical Cannabis Permit. Calvin Johnson, a former standout receiver with the Detroit Lions, has received preliminary approval for a Michigan marijuana license to operate a dispensary. Johnson and his wife Brittany were granted pre-qualification status by the Michigan's Marijuana Licensing Board on a 4-0 vote a few weeks ago. So exciting news to see a NFL celebrity get into the cannabis sector. Next, we jump to Maryland with a story from the WashingtonPost.com titled, With Opioid Deaths Up, Maryland Looks to Medical Marijuana as Possible Treatment. The story goes on, using medical marijuana to help cure opioid addiction may seem counterintuitive, but a growing number of physicians and patient advocates say marijuana should be added to the list of traditional treatment options, pointing to studies that show it could help reduce opioid cravings and withdrawal symptoms. A bill being considered by lawmakers in Maryland would make it the fourth state to explicitly legalize the use of marijuana to treat opioid abuse disorder, following Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. And next we jump to New York with a story from RollingStone.com titled How New York is Preparing for Legal Weed. The story goes on to say, on a cold day in February 2017, a New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spent a few minutes before a scheduled appearance at the opening of a new casino bantering with reporters about weed. A lifelong Law and Order Democrat, Cuomo swung to the right of his party when he came to cannabis legalization, and for years he remained stubbornly dubious about the benefit of medical marijuana despite significant support from doctors when he finally signed the Compassionate Care Act into law in the summer of 2014. But it was 3 years later, and Cuomo had just approved an expansion of the program to reach even more patients. Not to mention, there had been an undeniable sea change amongst his fellow lawmakers across the country toward total legalization at the state level. Maybe time and experience had made Cuomo more open-minded, and New York would be next. So, interesting speculation from the state of New York. We now jump just south to Pennsylvania with a story from MJBizDaily.com again, titled Medical Marijuana Sales Up in Pennsylvania Exceed $132 million in First Year. Pennsylvania's medical cannabis business made at least 600,000 transactions during the program's first year, and their sales totaled $132 million, according to state officials. So a very exciting report for the first year of cannabis sales in Pennsylvania. And now we jump to the Garden State next door, a story from app.com titled New Jersey Marijuana Legalization, Legal Weed Timeline, Licenses, and Other Questions Answered. Regarding the marijuana legalization timeline, New Jersey is a step closer to legal weed after the compromise reached between governor and Senate president. If marijuana is legalized, this deal would overhaul the proposed taxing system for marijuana and give the governor greater control over proposed cannabis regulatory commission. So, good news out of the state of New Jersey. Next, we jump to stock news with a story from February 25th titled, "This Top Marijuana Stock Will Head to the New York Stock Exchange Next Week," from Fool.com. Coming February 25th, Monday, another top-tier marijuana stock will call the New York Stock Exchange home, titled Can Trust Holdings, and it will trade under symbol CTST. And next we jump to Nevada with a story from MJBizDaily.com titled Ascent Industry Wholesaler Sweet Cannabis May Lose Nevada License. The story goes on to say that Sweet Cannabis, the Las Vegas wholesaler from Vancouver, British Columbia-based Ascent Industries Corporation, may face closure after allegedly violating its license in Clark County, Nevada. The threat adds to multiple problems the company is facing after the Canadian production license of subsidiary Agora was suspended. Excuse me, I think that's Agrima license to deal in medical marijuana also was suspended. The potential suspension or non-renewal of Sweet Cannabis license surrounds claims the company hosted an illegal consumption event, made errors in inventory and record keeping, and operates illegally because of the Canadian suspensions. The Sweet Cannabis officials will appear before a hearing February 28th, last week. Next, we jump to Colorado with a story from CPR.org titled, Colorado Cannabis Wants to Go Public, But Not Everyone Is On Board. Colorado, that law does not allow public investment in marijuana, while states like California and Florida do, so cannabis companies there can issue stock to fund massive expansions. In Canada, the business press breathlessly covers marijuana as they would any other industry on the stock exchange. There's an effort afoot in Colorado to level the playing field. A bill under consideration by the state lawmakers, House Bill 19-1090, would repeal the prohibition against publicly traded companies to hold marijuana licenses. So interesting news for the state of Colorado. We next jump to Oregon with a story from opbor.org titled, Oregon is producing twice as much cannabis as people are using. On top of that, the Oregon Secretary of State's office just released an audit saying Oregon's system for regulating marijuana needs to be strengthened. The oversupply of cannabis has driven down prices. Since recreational cannabis was legalized 3 years ago, prices have dropped from $10 a gram to less than $5 a gram. Turbulent moves out of the northwestern state. We jump just next door to the state of Washington now with a story from PRNewsWire.com titled, Iconic Investigates Washington State Cannabis Testing Inconsistencies. Iconic Inc. advertises that Uncle Ike's report on the sesh about Iconic products are false. Iconic launched an in-depth investigation into the errorous failed pesticide test results posted by Uncle Ike's on their website dated February 2019. Conflicting and inaccurate test results on an identical batch of cannabis oil have third parties misinformed. Iconic is confident their certified clean program will meticulously test all batches to ensure products are below the legal limit of pesticides set by Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Control Board standards. Inconsistent lab results can create a big issue for people in the cannabis industry. And next we jump to California with news from usnews.com titled Cannabis May Hinder California's Environmental Goals. California's recycling department is tackling the state's organic waste buildup in landfills, one food scrap, tree branch, and cannabis leaf at a time. Since cannabis waste, including trim, leaves, stalk, stems, and root balls, was confirmed as organic instead of hazardous waste in the state's recently approved industry regulations. Cannabis greens are a component of California's organic waste pileup and subject to the state's effort since 2014 to cut its volume in landfills by 50% by 2020 and 70% by 2025. Next, we jump to news from Illinois with a story from CannabisBusinessTimes.com titled Illinois Lawmakers Consider Two Adult Use Cannabis Legalization Proposals. State Senator from Illinois are considering two proposals to legalize adult use cannabis this year, and according to Chris Lindsay, Senior Legislative Counsel for MPP Marijuana Policy Project, discussions on recreational use could spark changes to the state's medical cannabis program as well. So, interesting news out of Illinois. We now jump south to Florida with news from Fox13News.com titled House Senate Move Closer to Ending Florida's Ban on Smokable Medical Marijuana. Florida legislators are ready to vote on measures that would allow patients to smoke medical marijuana, boosting chances of approval before a mid-March deadline set by Governor Ron DeSantis. The House and Senate moved closer to an agreement on the issue after the House Appropriations Committee on Thursday eliminated a proposal that would have restricted medical marijuana dispensaries to selling pre-rolled cannabis cigarettes with filters. After making the change, the committee approved the House version of the smokable marijuana bill, but unlike the Senate's bill, the House version would not allow dispensaries to sell other whole flower products. So, interesting news as Florida slowly progresses. And next we get news out of Hawaii from the StarAdvisor.com titled Bill to Legalize Cannabis in Hawaii Passes State Senate Committee. A bill to legalize marijuana passed a significant legislative hurdle with a surprisingly quick approval by the Senate Judiciary Committee today. The committee unanimously passed Senate Bill 686 to legalize possession of less than a half ounce of cannabis. So, interesting news out of the state of Hawaii. And now we jump back mainland with a story from TulsaWorld.com titled Medical Marijuana Unity Bill Clears Oklahoma House Committee. An Oklahoma House committee advanced a bill Thursday that would provide an extensive medical marijuana framework in terms of regulations that could cost nearly $10 million in the first year of implementation. The vote came after bipartisan legislative medical marijuana working group met to approve language for what became known as the Unity Bill. Interesting news out of the quickly evolving Oklahoma market. We now jump to Virginia with a story from WTKR.com titled Virginia Lawmakers OK Bill to Expand Access to CBD and THC-A Oils. In Richmond, the final weeks of the 2019 session, the General Assembly passed three bills that would help people using cannabis-derived medications. On Saturday, the House and Senate gave final approval to a bill allowing students who have proper documentation to use CBD oil and THCA oil at school. So, interesting news for the typically conservative state of Virginia. We now jump to Utah with a story from DesertNews.com. Good faith bill making fixes to Utah medical marijuana law advances by committee. A bill making what described as technical changes to the Utah Medical Cannabis Act passed in special legislative session last year was unanimously advanced by a Senate committee Tuesday. The sponsor of SB 161, Senate Minority Whip Luz Escamilla, Democrat from Salt Lake City, told the Senate Health and Human Services Committee that the changes also added protections for government employees who don't want to participate in job duty related to medical marijuana. So Utah continues to slowly push ahead with their medical marijuana implementation. And next we go to a story from bizjournal.com titled Ohio Medical Marijuana Sales Near $1 Million in the First Month. So exciting news out of Ohio. And we wrap this week's news up with a story from news.stlouispublicradio.org titled Medical Marijuana Hopefuls Have Earned Missouri $3 Million. The story goes on to say that Missouri's health department has already fielded more than 400 pre-applications for potential marijuana growers and sellers. The Department of Health and Senior Services, which will administer the state's medical marijuana program, won't begin accepting formal applications for dispensaries, cultivation facilities, or manufacturing plants until the summer. But this hasn't stopped potential businesses from paying more than $3 million in application fees to the state. Thank you for listening to the Nugget of News. If you have any requests, please feel free to send them to us on our Facebook or Twitter page. We'd love if you gave us a like or follow on those as well. Thank you again for listening. I'm Jake Fox, and this has been your weekly Reefer Recap.